Hello and welcome. Scare Track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Oh, I don't like it.
But he's too buff to be real!
Hello and welcome to this episode of the Scare Track Podcast. My name's Mikey, and today's episode is a review episode of Passage del Terror, the fantastic, amazing 22-year-old scare maze, of course, open at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. We go each and every year, and you basically can't go to Blackpool without visiting the Pleasure Beach. We love it. And you most definitely cannot miss Passage del Terror. A fantastic maze, we love it. And we were very excited to get there again on the opening weekend of the 2020 theme park season. So let's give you our in-depth review, myself and Hannah, all about Passage del Terror.
You're listening to Scare Track.
Hello and welcome back to this episode of the podcast. As I said in the intro there, I am here with my beautiful wife, Hannah. Hannah, how's it going?
Oh, hi.
Hello.
That was nice.
Lovely, wasn't it? So this episode is a little bit different. We would normally do our on-location review episodes on location, which makes sense. However, Storm Dennis had a little bit to say. It was very windy. It was a little bit wet at certain points. And I'm going to be 100% honest, we were extremely hungover because of the night before. And you may have noticed that on the vlog that didn't become a vlog on our YouTube channel. So check out youtube.com/scaretrack and check out our latest coaster track vlog. It's literally three hours.
3 pounds to watch.
It's 3 minutes, 14 seconds, but as top thrill tourists have commented on it, it's 3 minutes, 14 seconds of pure gold. So go and watch it. But throughout that time, we visited Passage del Terror for their 22nd season, I think now, one of the oldest scare attractions in the UK, if not the world. And we had a fantastic time and we thought, well, it's a whole new season. Let's have another dedicated episode to Passage and then we could talk a little bit about Blackpool as well. But Passage del Terror, you know what? I had a bloody good run.
I had a really good run. Usually we sort of get dispatched in our own little group because there's usually a few more of us. We were with some general public, which was quite nice to see people's reactions that hadn't been through it. And we also went through with some scare actors, one of which hasn't been through it before ever. So it was quite nice to see people's sort of fresh opinions on it.
Definitely.
I noticed some changes for the season, which I really enjoyed.
There weren't any full scene changes or full set changes, but in fairness to Passage, over the years we've been going, in the last maybe 3 to 4, quite a bit has changed anyway. I know they changed the clown room, they added the saw room, they added the nun room. So those are all quite big changes, considering I feel that...
And the Shop of Horrors.
Oh, sorry, yeah, and for the 20th anniversary, the Shop of Horror area. So that's quite a bit of change compared to maybe even just 5 years ago when we went through. So, yeah, definitely a lot of change. But Hannah, you have a more... eagle eye than me, I've noticed.
Well, I mean,
in this time
some of it I want to say is new, and then I don't want to offend anyone in case it's not new, but I
noticed
for the first time a couple new bits in Little Shop of Horrors. No, it's not called Little Shop of Horrors, it's called The Shop of Horrors. I noticed that there was a new mannequin which I haven't seen before. So if it was there last year, it was in a more prominent place this year. It was more lit up if it was there. If not, it's brand new and I really liked it. Obviously can't say what it's from because
It's from a film.
Copyright. It's from a film. And it would be a film that would be called The Whispering Mountains. If you get my drift.
Message and, underneath if you know what we mean.
The mannequin was of a pyramid-headed fiend. Ooh, and I liked it.
I liked it.
And that whole scene blew me away this visit. The actor in there was really great. I understood who the character was to sort of like a story, more so than has been apparent before. Yeah. I think
the character, the actor is great. She's really close to in your face, and that's what I want to say actually about all these actors. And what we spoke to with a lot of theme parkers that we know. If you weren't aware, it was the opening weekend of Blackpool Pleasure Beach. They have their WOW weekends at a half price, very good price. So go over to their website and get your tickets now, guys, for the weekends running up to March when they do the full reopen. But when we got to the Velvet Coaster, hashtag Weatherspoons, we got there a day after everyone else, and literally everyone came to us and go. And it wasn't, how are you? Or how's it going? It was literally, passage was great today.
Yeah.
Passage was great. I tell you what, God, are you doing passage tomorrow? Because it was fantastic. I did passage for the first time. Amazing. Oh, passage.
So, literally everyone wanted to let us know that they'd done a scare attraction and it was great.
I went off on a tangent there. But yeah, it was really, really good. And the actors, that's what I was saying, the people who said that, they said the characterisation, the physicality of some of the actors was insane. And you know what? They really were. The clown guy
was so great. Close.
He was amazing, definitely.
At one point, I thought to myself, and I'm an absolute weirdo, when I'm in the middle of being scared and in a scene, I'll think to myself logistically, like, oh, that must be their marker, that's where they stand, stuff like that. And he literally jumped at us whilst holding a rope, and my mind at that time went, oh my God, if that rope was like an inch longer, he would have hit someone. That's some really good characterization there. Like, he knew his distances.
If only we all had an inch longer. So yeah, it was great. The finale was great as well. It was nice to have people in the bar laugh at us in that little horror bar.
The finale, I think, was lighter than it was. It's the first time that I've seen the mask that the character was wearing in the finale.
That's a good point.
So I understood what the character was.
I think what it is, because it's first day of season. Although there haven't been any set changes as such, there was every single bulb was on point in the right place. Smells.
There
were
was
really
some new
good.
Smells.
Yeah,
it's
really,
the first
really good.
Time that I've gone through and really noticed the smells.
Mm-hmm.
And I really liked them.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the bit in the Halloween section that really is proper hospitally. And
I had a total freak out in the Halloween section.
You always do.
Just completely ran off into the next scene.
Definitely. But yeah, so in a nutshell, obviously this could only be a mini sort of review. It's just the one attraction we did. But absolutely loved Passage. Del Terry had a fantastic time. Thank you to Passage for giving us a real good fright. And we look forward to visiting throughout the season. And guys, you should visit as well. So after this, a bit with Hannah, I will do my outro and let you know how to get your tickets, but you can also get them there and then. You can always walk up and get in the queue and go through Passage Del Terra. It's a must do in Blackpool, whether you're into scare attractions or not, really. I think it's always good to see some horror icons. But other than that, Blackpool was absolutely great. It's an opening weekend, which seems to be the enthusiast central. All the theme park and coaster nerds like us go there, get really drunk, really have an ease up and go on some roller coasters. There's probably going to be loads of vlogs coming out over the next few days, but there's only one you need to see, and it's 3 minutes and 14 seconds, and it's Mikey and Hannah's.
Watch.
But we had a great weekend. Blackpool Pleasure Beach, overall, the operations were quite good.
I think they did really well, considering the storm.
They had the storm, Dennis, to deal with. It was opening weekend. Obviously, the first time new staff had dealing with general public. Icon was on only one train, which was a little bit disappointing for the Sunday. But other than that, it was all right. It was quite a busy day in part, but nothing too crazy, was it?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, an hour-long wait for Icon seems a lot, But
it was on one train, which wasn't ideal. I don't know why.
The big one wasn't open, unfortunately, but it just wasn't safe to be open.
I think as we were leaving, it was testing.
Yeah.
And they got most rides open, even though, you know, it was very windy.
We left early because I was hungover.
And it was very hungover. We were. But
well, no, I wasn't hungover when we left. I was drunk again when we left.
I stayed hungover and drove home. But yeah, we had a fantastic time.
It was closed, which was a little bit disappointing for me because I do love the ghost train. It's oldest in the UK. Mm. And obviously Valhalla's closed for this season.
For the season, it opened in 2021. I really do hope that they are really giving it a good 21st century spruce up. I'm hoping it's not just a case of them taking out some of the fire, because it's a very expensive ride to run, extremely expensive. And I understand that they probably will take out a few of the fire effects purely because it's that expensive, but I hope they keep one or two. I hope the whole idea isn't just to give it a lick of paint. I'm hoping they are slightly reimagining it a little bit. So, yeah, fingers crossed Valhalla will look good and we'll see it, I'm guessing, opening day next season.
Yay!
But, guys, I think that's all. Hannah wants to say more.
No. I just wanted to say, like, this is the first time I've been to Blackpool in a very long time that we haven't done the Horror Crypt. Obviously,
oh, yeah.
It's no longer there, and I just really missed it, to be honest.
It's a shame.
It's such a shame.
Shame that the Horror Crypt's not there. Obviously, there's been some issues regarding the building and whatnot. I know Kurt, his wife and his team, worked so hard to make that as good as it was. It was literally dying of death, and then he took over 2017. He's been on the podcast, so go back and listen to it, because it's been great. He's got some plans, let's just say. We can't give him away, but keep an eye out in Blackpool City Centre. There's some plans coming there for Horror Crypt fans. Also, I want to end on just how nice the whole event, not event as such, the unofficial meetup really was. There's some people who we knew well, who we got on with and I had a good drink with. There's some people who we barely knew. There's most people we only knew from Twitter profile pictures. So we figured out who each other was.
I mean, it was a struggle to figure out who some people were because their Twitter profiles do not look like them.
No, totally. I've got a skull on mine. I look like a Scaretrax logo. But yeah, it was great. Everyone was really friendly. It was nice that people knew who we were, which was cool. It was nice that I could see people who I'm fans of their content. And it was nice to see people who, you don't have to be a content creator to be an enthusiast. And I think that's what people are starting to lose. People are thinking like, I'm not an enthusiast, I don't have a YouTube channel. No, don't be silly. Anyone who's an enthusiast is an enthusiast. So it was great to meet up with loads of people, have a good knees up and go on some roller coasters. It was great. And we hope that some more collaborations come of it. And we hope to build on more friendships with you guys listening and other people that make podcasts and YouTube videos and stuff. Anything and stuff. Right, I'm going to end this little bit with Hannah now. I'm going to wrap up this episode. Hannah, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
You're listening to Scaretrack.
So there we go, guys. A huge thank you to Pasos del Terra. We had an amazing scare. Guys, make sure you go there when you go to Blackpool. Even if you don't want to go into the Pleasure Beach, you can go and visit Passage del Terra. You do not need to have Blackpool Pleasure Beach tickets or anything like that. You can still go. You can buy your tickets for Passage there and then. You can just get into the queue there to buy your tickets. They're £8.50 on the door. You can also get them online. They're only £7 per person online. You can get a group ticket for £6 and £5 per ticket if it's a 21 people. So if you're going in a big group, you can get real good discounts. Go to www.passagedelterra.com. That's passagedelterra.com and get your tickets now. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Scaretrack podcast. Please do remember to join us over on our social media channels, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Also, of course, join us over on our website, scaretrack.co.uk. And be sure to subscribe wherever you're listening to this podcast, whether it be direct at our website or on iTunes. It'd be amazing to get a review on there. Stitcher, Spotify. Make sure you're subscribed and it'd be amazing if we can get a review. It really, really will help us out. Thanks again for listening, guys, and we'll see you on the next episode.